Pat Dunning with Happy Talk. I would like to introduce you to some of the visual artists of our area. There are so many of us with really interesting stories about our creations and so few opportunities to be heard. I hope I can convince many of you to visit with me on the air. This Pioneer 90.1 radio interview is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I have with me today Jim Husted, who has started Prowler Photography. Jim, tell us about yourself.
I'm originally from Thief River Falls. Moved here when I was adopted, when I was about 7 years old. My dad used to teach at Franklin Middle School, taught music and coached swimming. And we lived on a farm outside of Santa Clara, about 3 miles outside on the Cut Across. I went to school here in Thief River through ninth grade. And after ninth grade, moved out to Seattle with my family and spent about 23 years out there and moved back to Thief River in 2005 with my two boys. So.
And their names are?
Aaron is a sophomore at Lincoln, and Daniel is in eighth grade at Franklin.
And they're music students, right?
They're both in the orchestra. That's pretty much their music involvement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your photography endeavor.
I've always been interested in photography since pretty much the mid-1970s, when they used to have cameras with flashes that you'd throw away when they were done. I've just always had an interest in it, but I didn't have much of a budget to buy much equipment. but over time, I got involved with digital SLRs. A couple of years ago, I picked up my first beginner SLR, which is a Nikon D3100, and I just experimented with that. And I like to take a lot of sports pictures. I take pictures of Aaron and Daniel in their sports. And oftentimes I ended up catching other kids that were on their teams, and I knew their parents, so I'd share the pictures I took of those events with their parents. So it kind of grew out of that, and at this point I have several different interests in my Prowler photography. Of course, you mentioned it's a business, but for me it's more of a hobby. I don't really sell the pictures that I take. I accept donations that I reinvest into my photography so I can get better equipment and take mm-hmm. better pictures. Mm-hmm. But that's my main interest. I figure if I were to run it as a business, it wouldn't be as interesting for me.
Not as much fun.
Not as much fun, certainly not, because it's like portrait photography, where it's all a formula that you follow, and it's the same thing every time. And I don't like that. I like the unpredictability of sports photography specifically, but I also like doing nature pictures, birds, things like that. And I typically don't sell those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. That's just for my own personal interest. So, mm-hmm.
I saw a photo of yours on the internet, and it was black and white with a yellow chick. Explain about that one.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I went to the Pennington County Fair, and my boys had rabbits entered as entrance in the rabbit cavey there, and I noticed there was a cage of small chicks, and there must have been at least 3 or 4 dozen chicks in that little cage, and I went and got a close-up of one of the chicks that was looking right straight at me, and he almost kind of looked like a little angry bird because he had that expression on his face. But I shot a picture of that, and I took it home, and I just liked how soft it's
downy.
Yeah, like fur. Mm-hmm. But it was so golden, and I thought it would stand out more if I converted its background to just black and white, so that only its color showed through. And at the time, I was experimenting on a website called Picnic that some people might have tried on their own. It's PICNIK. And that website simplified photo editing. And I used that site for a couple of years, but it actually ended up being bought by Google. And it part of it is in Google still, but most of its stuff that I like to use is no longer there anymore, so I had to move on to other things.
Oh.
But I do like to experiment a lot with selective black and white, where just certain parts of my pictures are color, so it draws a person's attention. Like if I'm taking a picture of a sporting event, and there's a whole sea of blue jerseys, and I want people's attention to focus on one particular player, I will convert everybody else to black and white and just leave the center of focus on that one player. So,
mm-hmm.
I also use it for nature photos with birds, things like that. If mm-hmm. they're in a tree that has a lot of color in the background that distracts from the bird itself, then mm-hmm. I'll often convert the background to black and white. So mm-hmm. that's just one of the artistic things I like to try with that. So.
I heard a pileated woodpecker in my woods the other day.
Yeah, woodpeckers are kind of fun because of their red colors
on
their heads and stuff. Not all the birds in this area are that colorful. Uh-huh. Sometimes I have some chickadees. Some of my favorite birds are the ones with yellow colors or blue jays,
mm-hmm.
But I just don't get a lot of those in my front yard, mm-hmm. so I have to work on different things to attract them to my front yard.
Yeah. One year I had a bird feeder that we kept going pretty well, and there were a lot of pink and reds and
mm-hmm.
Blues.
I think I need to come out to your place with
yeah,
my camera.
Yeah, sounds good. Right now I'm not feeding the birds, but anyway. All right, tell us some more about some of your special photographs. I remember seeing one of your cellos.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to take pictures of still objects, inanimate objects, just to play around with the depth of field.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the nice benefits of a digital SLR camera, which for some of you it stands for single lens reflex camera, it allows you to blur out your background a lot more than a point-and-shoot camera you might have. It separates your subject from the background. So it works better when you're dealing with an inanimate object because you don't have to worry about them moving around
mm-hmm.
or not being in focus. You can just kind of set up a tripod and play around with that. So that's one of my favorite things to experiment with in photography is the whole depth of field, aperture, things like that.
Mm-hmm. The cello is so beautiful anyway.
Well, it's kind of a work of art by itself. I actually watched a show on how it's made about how they make carbon fiber cellos, and it is an art form in itself, and that's kind of what drew me to playing cello. You know, when I first started playing cello in Saint-Hilaire back in 1978 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do like. Taking pictures of insects, especially butterfly moths.
Oh.
Last summer I was out at the shed out on Highway 1 past mm-hmm. the college, and she has a ton of flowers out there, and she had at least 50 butterflies
wow.
right out front of her door
mm-hmm.
and just a whole flower bed area there. And I taught a photography class out there last summer with a number of other photographers, and we took a ton of pictures of butterflies, and I did one of them where I converted it again the background to black and white. I colored the butterfly in, and then I added some text to it that butterflies are self-propelled flowers. It's kind of a cool saying, but
mm-hmm.
It's not just birds, but I like the butterflies. There was another butterfly. My son went to Bible camp at Camp Chaminade down south by Motley a couple summers ago, and I took a picture of a monarch butterfly that was laying on the gravel road just outside the camp canteen there. And for some reason, I just had this idea to switch the colors around on the wings, and I made it a Boise State color monarch with the blue and orange colors, the Broncos. So I do kind of, every now and then I kind of fool with reality a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Which is what a lot of people do with Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
There's some camps of people that can't stand monkeying with reality. They want it just the way they see it. And for the most part, I do keep it that way. But every now and then, I mean, that's what art and artistry is to me, is to kind of mess around with the rules, bend or break some of those rules of creativity.
Can you think of any other photographs that you have done that are kind of special to you?
Again, sports really pops out to me simply because it's not a posed kind of photography, and there's more emotion to it than you find in nature. Animals aren't the most expressive creatures. They're just kind of there. But as far as athletes are concerned, it's fun to see the expressions. Like last year I took several pictures of at the boys' basketball games, and I caught Jalen Gunderson with some pretty cool looks on his face when he was surrounded by defenders. And it's fun because the players don't just stop and smile for a picture. They're in the heat of the moment, and that's what I like to capture. And it's fun to share that with their parents afterwards. They kind of get a kick out of the different looks their kids express in the middle of the event. So. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of obviously my number one thing, and that's the reason why I named my endeavor Prowler Photography, is because so much of what I do is sporting events here in the local community. But it's not just been the Prowlers. I've also taken some Pioneer pictures, and I also caught some Northern Freeze and Kitson County Central, some of those areas. So I've branched out a little bit, but I just don't have the budget to be going all over the place to get pictures. You know, if I could, I probably would head over to the Goodridge or some of the surrounding schools, but I just kind of keep it to Thief River.
Have you ever had a show of your photography?
I have not, and what I kind of wanted to do sometime was maybe put together a picture book. I know photo books are kind of popular nowadays, and just put together a collection of Prowler sports and maybe put that at the library for that people can look through or donate it to Lincoln High.
Mm-hmm. How many of your photos do you have on your website?
I could not even hazard a guess.
It's in the hundreds, isn't it? I mean,
it's probably several hundred. Really, I was taking pictures for at least a year or two before I started the website, and it's really not a website of its own. It's part of Facebook. And previously, I would just put pictures on my own Facebook, and then I would tag my son and his friends in those pictures and their parents. So whoever was on my friend list, they were able to see those pictures. But over time, come last November or December of 2011, I had the idea that maybe I should just name it the Prowler Photography, so then people that are in the sports and their parents who are follow the Prowlers would know where to look, and that would be the first thing that would come up if they typed it in the search field on Facebook. So since I started that, that's pretty much exclusively where I put all of my sports photos. Some people have suggested I create an external website to put my pictures on. But again, since I'm not really doing it as a business to make a profit or to make any income,
hard to justify.
I just don't think it's worth making its own website. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you ever thought of writing a grant to do something special?
Well, a couple of times I've attempted to raise funds to get a better lens. Because a lot of the sports I do is done in challenging environments, like the gyms at either Franklin or Lincoln, and also the hockey arena is a big challenge because of the plexiglass. In order to get a good picture of a hockey player, you kind of need to be up in the press area where the Times guy sits and takes pictures, and I usually have to kind of peer over the plexiglass and have a shorter lens. But the problem with lenses is if they don't open up wide enough, they don't let in enough light, and you're not able to stop the action. And hockey can get going pretty fast with the shots of the puck to the net and things like that. So I've tried to raise funds that would allow me to get a 200-millimeter lens that has a 2.8 aperture. Because that's that's really what sports photographers need. Mm-hmm. It's not really a want. It's more of a necessity, and especially at the pool. So.
You know about the Northwest Regional Art Grants?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yes, well, I'll have to show you more about that. But there's money available out there for artists to buy tools that they need for their trade.
Yeah, and it's something that I've really been interested in doing because of the fact that most of the pictures I take are not for my own benefit. Mm-hmm. I would say at least 90% are for other parents, mm-hmm. and athletes. And other people. Ideally, I would never make a dime on the photography I do. But these lenses I'm talking about can cost several hundred dollars, over $1,000. The lens in particular I believe I would need for taking decent pictures at the arena. The cheap knockoff version of it is about $800. The name brand, the Nikon, is right around $2,000. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I can't justify pulling out of my own bank account because mm-hmm. I already did that to buy my camera because mm-hmm. I upgraded my camera last May, and DSLRs aren't cheap themselves.
No, too soon to dig in that pocket again.
Yeah, and I've already upgraded once in 2 years, mm-hmm. and this camera I hope will carry me for a number of years to come. Mm-hmm. But the lenses is really what I need to obtain, and mm-hmm. so far there's been a ton of interest in the pictures I take, but not a whole lot of support financially. Mm-hmm. And I have had some generous people who have mailed me a check and said thank you, and that's been greatly appreciated. All those funds get returned right back to the equipment that I use. Mm-hmm. So, because I don't get paid for my time to go to these events, and oftentimes I've paid my own way to get into them. But it's kind of been nice with the school district. I've gotten a pass, a sports pass that allows mm-hmm. me to get into these things. So mm-hmm. I have to thank Mr. Biermeyer, the athletic director, for that. He was real helpful with that.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any photography in the winter now, outdoors?
Outdoors, it has been historically a challenge for me to do that because cameras, electronics in general, don't do well in our environment.
No.
Particularly in the 20 below zero weather we've had in the last week, it's something that I would never dare to bring my camera out in. Mm-hmm. Some cameras are more able than others. The higher end DSLR, digital SLR cameras have what they call weather sealing. Which seals them out from the elements, so you can take them out in light rain and some places you wouldn't want to take a point-and-shoot camera out in. Mm-hmm. The lenses themselves, unfortunately, are not so weatherproof. So I have taken a few shots. I did take one shot I really liked, and actually it was one of the most popular ones on my Facebook page. I screwed a 8-point star filter on the end of my 50mm lens and took a picture downtown Thief River, just out of my van window. It was kind of cold right around Christmas time. I'm not sure exactly when that was, maybe a week or two after Christmas, but I saw the street lights up and they had the wreaths hung up with mm-hmm. the lights, the small candle lights on mm-hmm. them. And the filter I'm talking about, it creates 8 points of light from every source of light that it sees.
Oh.
So you have like 6 or 8 or a dozen of these street lights, and each one of them is transformed into this like a starburst pattern.
Oh.
And it turned out real nice, but it looked kind of yellow to me. So when I brought it up on my computer, I converted the whole thing to black and white, and it looked like something out of like from It's a Wonderful Life or one of those
uh-huh.
kind of movies,
right.
A classic.
Uh-huh.
And I must have had 40 to 50 likes on mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. on that one particular photo. And it's pictures like that I'd like to see put up around town, like in a doctor's office or mm-hmm. or maybe at the library or something like that. That's to me, that's kind of cool. And mm-hmm. and you also mentioned the display or exhibit, and for me what would be kind of nice and kind of as a fundraising idea was to put a calendar together, a Prowler Photography calendar.
Yeah.
And I had suggested doing that for my son's orchestra group, but it just came too late in the year to mm-hmm. really get it all put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to get the consent of every single
right.
athlete, which is known as a model, in order to get that printed.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of support. The parents had no problem with it. Mm-hmm. Several of the athletes were fine. But the logistics of it was just too difficult to get it in that time frame. So I thought of maybe for next year, for a 2014 calendar, just putting together 12 of my best shots of the area around Thief River, like mm-hmm. out at the shed with the butterflies and
mm-hmm.
stuff, and
mm-hmm.
then like that one picture downtown. I did take a picture of the river that turned out pretty neat. It was kind of cool how they had the changing fall colors of the trees, and it couldn't have been 1 or 2 weeks later and everything was gone.
Yeah.
And somebody suggested I take a before and after picture.
Yeah.
To catch that, but there's so many beautiful places around Thief River
yes.
to capture,
mm-hmm.
and I thought perhaps I could raise proceeds number one for the lens I need, but also maybe to donate to worthy causes like the Humane Society or, like I said, my son's
the
music
orchestra.
Group.
Yeah.
Because the orchestra kids are traveling to Disney World. So
oh,
it would
mm-hmm.
be nice to raise funds for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun talking to you today, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.